guys. Welcome to another episode of the No Holds Barred Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Kyle Masters, as always. The topic today, guys, is Daniel Bryan. Does he deserve a one-on-one match at WrestleMania, or do they keep him in the IC title ladder match? He steals the show, like, no matter what match he's in, because he's, okay, let's face it, he's the best pure in-ring technician WWE has today. No one can argue that. He's proved it, like, time and time again as well. Like, as you've seen last year at WrestleMania, and he won two matches on that card. And just, like, and, like, maybe his feud with John Cena, like, he's too good for this ladder match is what I'm trying to get at. I think he deserves a one-on-one match at WrestleMania, to be honest. If they put him in the ladder match, I think he could steal this. It's like, if they put him in the ladder match, he's obviously going to steal the spotlight from other superstars like Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler, who are going to be the highlight of that match, obviously. You throw Daniel Bryan in there, and that's like overkill. I mean, WWE is basically killing themselves by not booking Daniel Bryan in a one-on-one match here. I mean, WWE can see this as two ways. They can either have Daniel Bryan in the one-on-one match or in a one-on-one match with said superstar, or they can put him in the ladder match and have him, like, if he goes in the ladder match, he's going to steal the show. Like, it sucks because you have Ziggler in there who WWE's been wanting to push for a while, and there's no, like, story for him to get pushed. Then you have, like, Dean Ambrose, who's been the story lately, that he looks like he's going to win the IC title. So if you put Daniel Bryan there, it's overkill. I think the best possible alternative to this would be Sheamus. Now, don't get me wrong. I've said before, like, I don't want to see Daniel Bryan against Sheamus again. Like, it's already been done before. But seeing this from a different point of view, I kind of agree that Sheamus should be the opponent for Daniel Bryan's one-on-one match. This has the possibility to produce a really good match, in my opinion. Obviously, you'd have Sheamus come back as the heel. What type of heel is the question. I mean, you could have him come back and be, like, the muscle behind the authority and have him feud with Daniel Bryan that way. Or you can just have him come back as just a generic heel that, you know, is just being a heel like others like Curtis Axel and such and such. Would this be an underdog story, though, for Daniel Bryan? I don't know if that actually makes sense. I mean, they already did this last year at WrestleMania, having overcome all the odds, getting his two matches at WrestleMania, beating Triple H and being the underdog in the triple threat match. So if they do another underdog story, I mean, that's even overkill with that as well. I think if Sheamus comes back as the heel, Daniel Bryan and Sheamus would have the potential to put on a really, really good match for the underwhelming card WrestleMania is so far. I think what they should do, if Daniel Bryan and Sheamus fight each other at WrestleMania, if they really need to choose to go this road, have them just, like, backstory, have include, like, their backstory of how they faced each other at that one WrestleMania, and Sheamus won 30 seconds, and just make Sheamus, like, crowd-hating. Have him, like, play to the crowd and get the crowd against him and have Daniel Bryan come in, and obviously he's going to have the crowd behind him with the yes movement. This has the potential to be a good 20-minute match, I think, at WrestleMania. Now, on the other hand, out of all this, if Daniel Bryan gets put in the IC title match, the ladder match that they're going to have, should he win? I mean, my opinion, I think if you're going to put Daniel Bryan in that ladder match, you're going to have him win. I think DB can have probably a good match in that ladder match, maybe, like, put over some superstar. Okay, here's the thing. If Daniel Bryan wins the IC title, he's going to have to do it in an underdog fashion. Or if he's going to be put in this match and not win the IC title, he's got to put over Dean Ambrose or Dolph Ziggler or whoever they choose to win the IC title. So there's two ways they can do that way as well if they put him in the IC title match. My opinion, I think Daniel Bryan should be the IC champion. It makes sense, in my opinion. It could bring more prestige to the IC title. I mean, you actually tell around Barrett is not doing anything. It's boring. The crowd rarely reacts to it. I mean, they're trying to do this thing where the title keeps getting stolen every week. I mean, it's kind of stupid, to be honest, right? None of us like that. Come on. If you're not the age of 12, you don't fucking like that. I think Daniel Bryan should be IC champion. It'll bring more prestige to it because of the movement he has behind him and the crowd behind him. It'll bring more meaning to the IC title like it used to back in the day and like the US title back in the day. Just, it's Barrett as champion is boring. Let's face it. We can't have Bad News Barrett as a champion. He needs to continue with his Bad News gimmick with trolling other superstars. I think that's good for him and having some matches here and there. Now, if Daniel Bryan wins the IC title at WrestleMania, this is my opinion on what they should do. Again, this can go either two ways. At Extreme Rules, he can face Dolph Ziggler for the IC title, and they can have an epic match, one that boosts that card up way more than what it could turn out to be, because we know it's going to be a rematch for the WWE title. We know it's going to be Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar again. They can do that way, or my philosophy on this, have Barrett take his rematch clause to Daniel Bryan and face him at Extreme Rules, whether it be a triple threat match with Ambrose or something like that. But have Daniel Bryan with the IC title lead all the way up to SummerSlam, which they're trying to hype really bad with the travel packages they just released for it. Have Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler at SummerSlam be one of the key matchups at SummerSlam for the IC title. That will put the IC title way over the top, and that would boost the card's morale up way more than what they're trying to hype it for. So that's my philosophy and what I think they should do with the IC title. Whether or not WWE is ever going to do that, we don't know, because, you know, as we know, backstage Vince is, and it's being said by former wrestlers that Vince is senile, and it's his way or the highway, and he's losing touch with wrestling, which I think it's some of the product right now. Yes, thank God he doesn't touch NXT, because that's the best thing that's going for WWE right now. But continuing with Daniel Bryan, It's going to be interesting to see what they do in the next 3 weeks, because he hasn't been officially announced for the IC title ladder match yet. We'll find out probably on Raw tomorrow night on whether or not he will be added to it, or if Sheamus comes back and he starts his feud next week. But if Sheamus comes back tomorrow night on Raw, that's when they have to start the feud. Or if not, they add him to the title match. They have to make Daniel Bryan... If they're going to make him win the title match, you can't have him be the top story leading into that match. You have to have, like, Ambrose and Ziggler and Barrett overhype Daniel Bryan. That way, when you make him win the IC title at WrestleMania in an underdog fashion, it just makes it right. If they're going to – what I kind of see happening at WrestleMania if Daniel Bryan wins, it's going to come down to him and Ziggler, which – I think should happen, and then Daniel Bryan overcoming him and winning the IC title match, man, and that will set up their road to SummerSlam or road to Extreme Rules the next night on Raw and towards SummerSlam and so on. So Daniel Bryan, yep, huge story this year again. I mean, last year with the huge story with the authority. Now, whether or not what's going to happen with the IC title in his picture. I'm just saying, I think Daniel Bryan, if I'm going to have to pick two of these ways that I've just said, I mean, I'd like to see him face Sheamus. I think it'd be a really good match. But I kind of want to see Daniel Bryan win the IC title. I think that's just me being a Daniel Bryan fanboy saying that. But I think a lot of you agree with me. Daniel Bryan probably should be the next IC champion if they want to build that, if WWE wants to build more prestige in the Intercontinental Championship. But if he's going to go and face Sheamus at WrestleMania, they have to do a great job to make that match better than what some fans would think is, oh, that's just going to be a boring another Sheamus and Daniel Bryan match. I think Sheamus has the skill talent to produce a good match with Daniel Bryan. I think those two can put on a really good match. We'll just have to see. Other than that, guys, that's all the news I have for this and my opinions on the whole Daniel Bryan situation. Stay tuned for more podcasts yet to come. I'm your host, Kyle Masters, as always. That's it.